These days, getting past the TSA agents and security can be a headache. Let me tell you about some of my tips for going through security at the airport. Number one, put your liquids and electronics in an outside pocket on your carry-on, and wear slip-on shoes. Once I was behind this woman who had to stop and unzip her bag and then rummage through all her clothes and underwear to remove her liquids. It was a little embarrassing for everyone to see the rather personal contents of her bag. And then it took her quite some time to repack everything up again. From the perspective of the person behind her, I'd have to say it was more than a little annoying. Instead, you should just keep everything in an easy-to-reach pocket, slip off your shoes, and zip through. Number two, wrap your belt around the edge of your suitcase. Don't roll it up. I had a TSA agent tell me this once as he was taking my bag apart and searching my luggage, so yeah, FYI. Three, usually this is not a problem for international flights, but it can be a concern if you are on a domestic flight, especially in the USA. Don't bring a brick of cheese or anything that looks like that on your carry-on. I learned this the hard way because I agreed to take a package of local cheese from my dad to my sister, who was living across the country in Montana. Now, cheese in Vermont is delicious, so I get why he had wanted to send her a taste from home, but this ended up being a total pain. They stopped me, took my bag apart, patted me down, and then swabbed my hands and luggage for explosives. Apparently, cheese looks just like a wad of explosives on their x-ray machine, so thanks, Dad. Four, and lastly, don't forget to smile, or at least be pleasant with the TSA folks. They have an exhausting job, and people are not usually at their best when they are traveling. It's really stressful for everyone, so be as nice as you can. So I hope my experiences at security help you breeze through next time. If you're traveling soon, have a wonderful and safe trip. Be sure to sign up for my newsletter to get more free English learning materials.